girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because we have on the show my favorite human whenever he's on the show. So many of you send me DMs that you connect with his perspective. And I mean, I'm only a little bit biased, but hi to my husband, Sina. What's up?
Totally unbiased as the favorite guest on Empower Her. So I'll take that title. Good to be back. I'm excited.
Well, I'm really excited because we're going to talk about something that I feel is going to be really powerful for the women that are listening in that as we evolve, problems are always going to be there. But what's hard for us now, one day becomes easier for us. And sometimes we just need a little reminder to kind of have that hope that it will get easier for us later, but also the reminder that like the journey's got all sorts of ups and downs. So what I want to do is if you could tell them about the story that you told me that you read in Jay Shetty's book about the trees, let's start with that and then we'll get into the juice. So tell them what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I'm reading Jay Shetty's book right now called Think Like a Monk. And in one of the chapters, he uses a lot of good examples, which is awesome. Helps me like learn. But he talked about these scientists that created this bubble ecosystem, like greenhouse that grows like the perfect tree, where like the sunlight is really good, the water is perfect, temperature is optimal, whatever a tree needs to grow like the best. And the trees would grow and then they started falling over and they're like, what the heck? Like we have the perfect sunlight, everything's perfect. Like they should be the best, strongest trees. And they finally came to the conclusion that they're falling over because there's no wind to help grow roots. So when trees face wind, they grow their roots deeper, which then stabilizes the tree. But because they're in this like stable, like really eco bubble, there's no headwinds, there's no like challenges, they weren't able to grow the roots deep. So they're able to grow up, but then they would just topple over because they didn't have the roots to kind of hold them stable, which is like such a good analogy for life. If you're like, it's just so like perfect because you're always facing headwinds and it kind of helps you see like, what are you going through that for, you know?
Yeah. And that you need that. You need the resistance in order to build the roots. So you also believe in your ability to figure things out, right? Because if you never experience any challenges, you don't then get to work through those challenges and become a better human being, more resourceful, more resilient, more gritty, whatever. But I love this study because it reminds you just the necessity. Like if right now you're in something and it feels really hard and challenging, I know that it sucks when you're in it. And it's honestly annoying when people are like, don't worry, like one day this will serve you when you're in something crappy. But sometimes there's this part of our brain that I think does need to tap into this hopeful nature that the thing that you're in that feels hard right now, if you're new at something in your career or you're navigating a particularly like tough season in your marriage or whatever it is, like one day you'll look back and be like, that is not even hard to me anymore. That's actually pretty easy for me to navigate through, but problems always come. So babe, give them like, I know we've talked a lot about your career when you've come on the show before, but just if someone's new listening in, just give them a little bit of cliff notes of kind of where you're at now career-wise, because you're starting to see like the headwinds that you are facing that no longer feel as difficult to you, but like new things are coming in hot. So give them the backstory on that.
Yeah, for sure. So we've talked about it before, like you said, on this podcast. I used to be a dentist. I left that last year to pursue like real estate. And my whole life leading up to being a dentist and practicing was very structured and like linear. So when I first took the step out to do entrepreneurship and my own thing, it was really hard for me to figure out like my day.
It was hard for me to figure out your direction, let alone your day.
It's like, what are you going to do now? Like you want to do real estate? Like, what does that even mean? And then it's like on a daily basis, I'm like, what do I do? Like, how do I set up my day? Because for so long, it was just structured out for me. And I remember like, this was one of the hardest things for me because you know, you've gained that skill over, you know, however long you've been an entrepreneur, 8 years, 9 years, and you're really good at it. I'm like, what the heck? Like, she knows what to do. Like, I'm trying to figure out, A, what my big life direction is, and then also on a micro level, like my day. And it was just so challenging for me. Mm-hmm. But what the cool part is like just now, a year later, I'm starting to like get really good at that. I've learned how to like structure my day. What do I need to get done this day? How do I come up with a schedule for the day? Where do I schedule things? How to like, you know, block off unplug time and time with you and time with friends and all that, which was a huge challenge for me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see that come full circle where I feel pretty confident about that. And I'll continue to get better at scheduling and my days. But now there's a whole new set of challenges coming along as you grow. And it's just a good reminder that things, there'll always be challenges, headwinds, winds in your face or whatever you're doing. It's just learning that like when you're in it, like you're growing those roots, but it can also like suck when you're in it. Like mm-hmm. it's allowed to suck, but remembering that like you're growing those roots and it's going to get better. Like you're going to, once you start seeing that initial result, it's just such a confidence builder, I think, to know that like, all right, cool, I can do this kind of
thing. Well, and that what was once hard for you will one day be easy for you. And then a new thing will come up and that will be hard for you. But one day that will be easy for you. It's so simple, but it's so important to remind ourselves in whatever season that we're in. Like even just to take this to like the dynamics of our marriage while you were navigating this new season, someone listening into this, I know will connect with this where, you know, you were always kind of, because you were in this linear path and I've been an entrepreneur for like 8-ish years now, I could count on you just being so stable, right? So I had to learn how to do life with someone who was navigating a real instability in your career, which is something that we had really never navigated before. We've been together for 14 years, but it was like you were applying to dental school and then you got into dental school, you went through dental school, you became a dentist. Like it was just so, you know, like it was so calculated. I would have never chosen that path for myself because I don't like the linear path. I like the randomness of being an entrepreneur, but it really shook me at my core of how to support you, what my role was to actually help you, how to show up for myself when you were just kind of like floundering around and like what that meant for me. And like, honestly, even just our marriage. And it's funny because now that we're on the other side of this, not that we won't always continuously have challenges, like that's part of what we're talking about, that we're always gonna have challenges. But I look back at that now and I recognize, wow, that actually wouldn't be as difficult for me if we were to navigate that exact chapter again, because we've gone through it and we built these like rock solid roots that are really helping support us. And I had no idea what the hell I was doing in terms of how I was going to support you in that season. But now we feel so much more confident. And I think sometimes we just need that reminder for ourselves that when we're in something and we're like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And am I ever going to figure this out? And we're looking around to other people thinking like, oh, how have they figured out how to be entrepreneurs together? Or, you know, people that are further along in their career, whatever it is that you might be looking at now, it's reminding yourself that they too had that hard season that is now maybe easier for them. And then a new hard comes along and you get to grow and constantly evolve. And I think that's really important for people to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in our example of, you know, with our relationship, it's the relationship dynamics change, you know, for, you know, we dated for 12 and a half years when I was like, I had my kind of dynamic of the stable one and you're the kind of like the wild one, right? Like kind of, I guess
that still feels aligned.
I mean, that's still true. But like stable in a sense of like I had the linear path that I was going to go on and then you had the other path. But I think we forget that maybe if you're in a relationship that's, you know, a long-term relationship or married for a while, you do get into these kind of roles, which is fine. But just realize like as you change those roles, there's a challenge with that. Mm-hmm. Not that it's good or bad or it's just to expect it. And I don't think we expected the challenge of that when I left to be – first of all, it took us a while to put a label on it. Like, why do we feel off? Like, it's because I'm also navigating, trying to figure out this space when my role was different before in our relationship. So it was, you know, now we're really feel really strong and clear about it. But even that in the beginning was hard to put a label on what we were feeling.
Yeah. And it's like you want to put a label on something so badly because when you do, then you can assume all of the emotions with that label. But when you don't know what you're navigating, you're like, I don't even know what to do. And it's interesting because I learned so much from that. Like to go back to this tree analogy, it's almost like I had to put in my own roots to my own stability of like, how do I show up as a wife in this? Mm-hmm. because we were newly married and you were navigating this like really hard season, obviously after losing your dad and a lot of family stuff that came up from that. And it's like, I didn't know what my role was. So it's almost like I swung to the other side of the pendulum where mm-hmm. I decided it was my responsibility to try and help you figure out how to navigate this and get you out of this hard season. But you were literally like a tree, that you were in the greatest conditions, but you needed headwinds in order for you to build your own roots. And I needed the reminder that it's not my job or my responsibility to fix this for you. In fact, I would have been robbing you of the fulfillment that you're feeling now because you figured out how to navigate this. And obviously it was not like, I mean, we talked a lot about it on the podcast of like, that was a very confusing time. That was the hardest season of our marriage. I was like, what are we doing? Like, who are we right now? Like, we don't know our normal roles. Like, how am I supposed to support you? What does this mean about me? And trying to take the finger that I wanted to point at you and point it back at myself and say, what can I own here? And it was just confusing. And I think it's important to talk about those seasons of life. And it's easier in hindsight to look back. But anyone that's listening into this episode right now, it's like you can right now, if you're in a season of difficulty or confusion, a lot of anxiety or unknown, whether it is in your career, your marriage, whatever, in a, you know, female friendships, whatever it is that's going on in your world, you can look back and you can see those times in your life where mm-hmm. you were experiencing those headwinds and you built those roots and you're better because of it. And I feel like our marriage is better because of those headwinds and us trying to figure out how to navigate our roles. Girl, I gotta quickly interrupt today's episode to tell you about something that I think you're really gonna vibe with, especially if you're not familiar yet, ClearStem skincare. So I have been using the ClearStem line since 2018, literally like 5 years. And the reason why I love them so much is because it's both anti-aging and anti-acne, but there's no hormone disruptors or toxins. Like, it's a completely clean line, which I think is really important, especially like I've been sharing a little bit that we're a couple months out from me thinking about wanting to make a baby. So weird to even say. And so I just really care about what I'm putting on my body and into my body. And I would highly recommend checking them out just because the line is so incredible. I love their cleanser, their scrub, their moisturizer. They've got this incredible Botox serum, eye cream. They've got sunscreens. And if you use code Keisha, you can get a sweet discount on all of their products. If you go to clearstemskincare.com, and again, use code Keisha. But here's the thing to also check out. What's really awesome is on their website, they've got a free skin quiz. On their Instagram, they share a ton of content that I think is just really valuable to help you understand like the root cause of why you might be having skin issues, because they're big about nutrition, but also giving you, you know, products that are super high quality to help support your skin. So anyways, go check them out, clearstemskincare.com. Again, use code Keisha. If you have any questions, slide into my DMs. I love talking about them and I can't wait to hear what you think.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have expected that would have, like, you don't know what's going to happen in life. Yeah, things are going to happen and roles are going to change. And the only constant is that there will be challenges. And yeah. I think that was just the first time. It was the biggest shift in our relationship, I think, that we've ever had. Like, we've obviously had like disagreements and stuff like that, but
yeah,
this was like a core fundamental shift of our like natural, like paths of like stability that's worked. And it's not that, it was never a question of can it work? It's just like, okay, what skills do I need to learn in order to be my best self, to show up to this relationship and to make you feel like that I'm more stable? And it was just, I had to get those roots deeper on where I was at. And sometimes that stuff just takes time and experience and getting in the game of where you want to go. If you have something on your heart that you want to go do, like, it can be daunting for sure. And if you're a big thinker, you want to have all these big goals, but like that beginning part will be challenging in whatever way it is for you. And you just have to remember, like, you will grow those roots. And I know we keep going back to that, but it's just like, and then there'll be a different type of wind that comes in or a different type of challenge that comes in.
Yeah.
But once you get good at growing roots, you're able to understand that like they're going to grow, like you're going to be good.
Yeah. And it's really interesting too, because when you start to recognize now that you're on the other end of this and where you have a lot more clarity, and obviously there are different problems that are coming up, but you're recognizing that you want these problems more than the alternative problems, which I think is really huge for people to realize, like, if it is in your career or in your marriage, because that's, I guess, the two main things that we're talking about today is, like, you know, I would choose the problem of us figuring out how to constantly grow together rather than accidentally growing apart and doing this and committing. I mean, now we have marriage tats, babe. Like, we are committed. For anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, we went to Thailand, and the last day of our trip, we got marriage tats. You can go to my Instagram. You can check out
the tats. They're much different than regular tattoos.
Yeah, marriage they're different because they're matching. Yeah. I'm an Enneagram 7, babe. You know this. Like, I mean, this is a big commitment for me to get a matching tat with you. Like, we were in this
for
forever.
Enneagram 7 thing I've ever done. Like, although I did, I was like, we need to research, like, what tattoo place are we going to? Like, I'm not doing it in some hut, you know, down on the beach. Like,
I was so down for. But Sina was like, we have to find one that has like 800 reviews, make sure that it's clean. We don't want to get a, you know, a disease or like something, like an infection in a foreign country. Okay, which I appreciate that. And now we have matching marriage chats. I just really squirreled and you let me squirrel. So I just got off of my point. But the whole point that I was trying to make is, like, it's really interesting because you are now choosing the problems that come with being an entrepreneur rather than the alternative problems of staying in something that wasn't aligned for you. But there's still problems, which is, you know, how do I build out my own day? What, you know, how do I navigate the fear of this? How do I learn? Like, I mean, there's so many things that you're going to have to learn. But to anyone listening into this, it's like, which problems do you want more? You already know what it's like to stay in the situation that you're in, whether that is this, like, you know, the situation in your marriage where you feel like you aren't communicating well. Like, you already know what that's like. If you keep doing the same things that you've been doing, how are you going to get a different result? Right? It might be right now you're listening into this episode, and this is a reminder to you to go have a very frank, tough conversation with someone, or to be very emotional and, like, open up to someone, to ask for help, or to just really own the fact that maybe you worked your butt off to get into a career path that's no longer aligned for you. Because it was not when you graduated dental school at NYU that I was the most proud of you for your career accomplishments. It's when you told me that you wanted to leave because I knew what a big deal that was, right? So it's like, I just feel like it's this important conversation of, like, yes, you're always going to experience resistance and headwinds in different parts of your life. You're going to want to need, like, you're going to need to and want to grow those roots to become a person that can handle what comes next. But also, like, you're always going to have problems. Just which problems do you want, right?
Yeah. And let me give like a real life example. Even this morning, I worked out with my friend Mike, and we went and got coffee afterwards. And I was like, Mike, we got to, like, figure out a way for us to work together. Like, what are you looking like? What's your path looking like over the next few years? Like, I could see us, like, doing something together.
For context, for people that don't know Mike Brockway, he's a really good friend of ours here in Denver. He was actually on your podcast, Sina, the Get Investing podcast. He's a real estate investor too. So anyways, just
I was like, there's gotta be something we can do here. So, like, my point is, like, I would rather have the problem of, like, trying to figure out, like, the path and, like, what the future looks like than the problem I had when I was in dentistry, where I knew exactly what I was going to get for the next, like, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think in my eyes, it's a better problem now that I've, like, gained a year of, like, being in this role of, like, this trying to figure it out on my own and my own path. I feel confident that I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Whereas I would take this over the other path of knowing exactly what I'm getting and have no control over it. And, and it's not that one's better or worse. It's just figuring out what fits your life.
Yeah. And then if you happen to be in a relationship with someone who's navigating a season like that, for someone listening into this, if you're kind of in my role with what Sina was navigating, it's reminding yourself that it's not your responsibility to fix this for this person. Like, being supportive is one thing, but I really felt like I got smacked in the face by a 2x4 when I learned, like, it's not my job to fix this. Cause I was trying to, like, help you get through this faster. I was like, okay, well, we could do this and we could do this. And I mean, I even started this podcast with you, like, not this podcast, Empower Her, but your podcast, Get Investing, which, for those of you that don't know, we started a real estate podcast together. And I was genuinely very excited, and I'm very excited about what we're doing in real estate. But one of the reasons that I didn't know consciously, this was totally subconscious, but one of the reasons that I decided to start the podcast with Sina, which now Sina is spearheading on his own, is because I wanted to help you get out of the resistance, because it felt like you were scrambling and I didn't want to watch you scramble because I love you and care about you. But what you needed was to be your tree. I'm going to just keep bringing it back to this analogy, but getting those headwinds so you could kind of learn how to navigate this all on your own. And I would have been robbing you of that. Yeah. And now it was so cool because now that we're on the other end of this, it's like, you have so much clarity of what you want to do with the Get Investing podcast. And, you know, I will be one of your four like rotating co-hosts on that. But like, you have so much more clarity on what you want to do, the direction that you want to take it, how you're going to spearhead it yourself. And I just don't think that you would have ever figured that out if I didn't take a step back and say, you know what, like, I don't want to try and figure this out for you. This is not my problem to figure out. This is your problem to figure out. And I'm so excited for you to get that clarity on your own. But I have to just step back and watch you kind of scramble a little bit, you know, just to be, I know we're kind of going all over the place on this podcast episode, but I think that's important for people to hear, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a healthy amount of, there's a certain point where like you helping, this is going to sound weird, but like it's not helping anymore. Like it's good to be, help your spouse and be supportive and do things. But there's a point where like they're going to have to learn on their own by taking action and, or by figuring it out themselves. Like there's, you just can't do that for them is what I guess I'm trying to say is like, it's good to be supportive and I'm thankful you like helped launch that first, like launch Get Investing, but there, I had to go through that journey myself to figure out what I wanted it to be. And we did. And it came out to like, now we're getting more clarity around it of what I want to do. But I guess it's just, it's good to be supportive, but just remember like you can't fix it all for your spouse or friend or family member or whatever, your child. There is some like learning on their own they have to do.
Yeah. And I think that's really beautiful. And again, just a reminder that I think we can all use, because I know there's someone that's listening into this or thousands of people that are listening into this episode, but some that can really resonate with like, there's someone in your life right now that you're just having to watch them struggle a little bit. And it's really difficult to do that, but it's knowing that they are in this root building season that on the other end of it, they're going to come out even stronger. And maybe that person actually is you. So it's reminding yourself that you have people around you that might be overly trying to fix it. Like, you know, Sina, back in the day, you used to be such a fixer. Like I would come to you and I'd be like, this is what I'm navigating. You're like, okay, here's the solution. I was like, I don't want the solution. I just want you to listen to me. Like, I just need to vent about this. I need to verbally process this. But it's like, if you right now listening into this episode are going through a tough season, or you're navigating newness or kind of up-leveling in your career or whatever, you're getting a lot of clarity in your life around what you want. Remember, there are people around you, but sometimes it's important for you to also communicate to them because they could have the best of intentions. Like I had the best of intentions of wanting to help support you, but I almost felt like I was like grasping onto it too tightly of, you know, again, good intentions, but it wasn't helpful. And so if there is someone in your life right now that's doing that, it's like loving them and being grateful for their support. But maybe it's time for you to communicate to that person, hey, like, thank you for having my back, but I have to figure this out on my own. And it's going to be painful for you to watch me struggle, but I need to figure this out. Because now moving forward, you know, the first time of us navigating a real season like that, we didn't, neither one of us had the tools in our toolbox to figure out how to navigate this. And it caused a lot of friction in our marriage that moving forward, when one of us is in another season where we kind of have to figure things out individually while being married to each other, we now know and are better equipped to handle that season because like we got those roots. You know?
Got them roots.
So anyways, I know this episode was kind of scrambly a little bit all over the place, but I do really like having episodes like this, like every few weeks, just kind of taking you along on what we're learning in real time. Like that was the whole intention when I started Empower Her, which was to have this be a come with me, let's figure this out together type of podcast. And I just felt like a lot of the transparency was lacking in the podcasting space of just like, hi, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm learning. So if this was helpful, will you please tag me on Instagram, tag Sina on Instagram, let us know what your takeaways were, or just send me a DM. And then babe, tell them where they can find you if they want to connect with you more, and tell them what's the direction with your podcast, because they need the juice.
Yeah, I think, so you can find me at Sina.getmarried is my personal, but then you can find me at Get Investing, GHET.investing, dot podcast now. And the direction is, so a lot of clarity that I had around this is I want to talk to the person I was, you know, 5-6 years ago. Maybe you have a high paying job, or you have some, you think you need to be investing somehow in real estate because you've heard about it from a friend or from a colleague, or you know, someone that invests in real estate, like, man, I should be doing that too.
Yeah.
So I'm really taking the direction of bringing people on to show the importance of investing and the inspiration and the paths that there are and the different types of ways you can invest for the person that's like, man, I need to be investing. So I really want to kind of share that because I wish someone would have kind of shown me that path earlier in my career and the necessity that I think that it needs now, especially in a time where it's uncertain of what's going to happen in the next few years with the economy. I think it's really important to take control of your financial future. And in this sense, I want to talk about real estate investing, but we'll also talk about kind of holistically, you know, bigger macro topics about that. Bring on guests that can talk about it. And then we're going to do some like weekly guest co-hosts where you get to know them more.
Wait, hold on, babe. Can I just like disclaimer? We have so many podcasters that listen into this podcast. You know, like, obviously, you know, because of how many we've helped launch and whatnot. But for any of you that are podcasters, listen to this format because I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves that if what we wish existed doesn't exist, we are the people that are supposed to create it, because this is a really cool way that you're going to change up the show. So tell them that part.
Yeah, I thought it'd be really cool to bring on guest co-host because I was thinking for like I do an interview on Tuesday and then do like a solo on Friday, but I was like, I don't really love the solo part. I don't think that's my biggest strength. And I think there's people out there that know more than me that I can bring on to help other people. So I want to do guest co-hosts. So there'll be four rotating co-hosts and they're going to have different topics. We're going to have one be our like finance expert. We're going to have one be our Airbnb expert. We're going to have one be our market expert. And then you'll come on and we'll kind of do like our life update.
Yeah,
of where we're at in our investing journey, and just kind of be super transparent, and you get to know the guest co-host. You'll get to kind of follow along, but the nice thing is like it's just like real time of what's going on in the market, in Airbnb, and all that, just to really get a good grasp on and knowledge base of where to get started. So I'm super excited about it. You know, it's gonna be relaunching next week. So stay tuned and follow along, send a message over if you have any questions on anything, but I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. And I'm just, I just, it's so cool to see how this is all coming together. So definitely like go follow Sina Get Married, same last name as me, you know, we're married. I love being married.
We're marriage chats. So it's real.
Marriage chats, and Get Investing podcast for all of the juicy details. But thank you, Sina, for coming on. I love you. Yeah. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you later.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.